my tiger activities contributed to reinforce my belief that the time for interprofessional informatics has come.
Hello and welcome to the HIMSS Health IT in Action podcast series. I'm Eric Bailey, your host for this series and project manager for digital events and video at HIMSS Media. You can find our podcasts at www.hims.org/podcasts under the series name. Our guest for this episode is Dr. Ursula Hertha Hubner, Professor of Health and Human Services Informatics for University AS Osnabrück's Health Informatics Research Group in Osnabrück, Germany. Dr. Hubner is also chair of the Tiger International Committee and will be sharing insights on the HIMSS Tiger Initiative. Dr. Hubner begins our episode describing what the HIMSS Tiger Initiative is and how professionals can participate in what is now an impactful global effort.
Tiger stands for Technology Informatics Guiding Education Reform. It was founded in 2004, and it has emerged as a grassroots effort to allow clinicians and consumers to make better use of informatic tools and principles. In 2012, the Tiger International Committee was launched to widen the reach of Tiger activities beyond the US. The results of the Tiger North American activities, combined with the perspective of the international Tiger community, were compiled in a book by Professor Marianne Ball and colleagues on nursing informatics, with contributions from North and South America, Europe, and Asia. Focused on better preparing all members of the clinical workforce to use health IT and to promote, in particular, interprofessional cooperation, Tiger transitioned from a standalone foundation to HIMSS in 2014 under clinical informatics. Since its onset, Tiger has pursued a broad approach to achieve its goals. It has developed recommendations for change in 9 critical areas, such as education and faculty development, staff development, informatic competencies, standards and interoperability, usability and clinical application design, leadership development, national health information technology agenda, virtual demonstration center, and finally, consumer and personal health records. Furthermore, Tiger developed a virtual learning environment, the VLE, a web-based education portal for academic professionals, students, adult learners, and clinical educators. The VLE supports the classic e-learning approach, where it allows a personalized manner to expanding one's own skill set and knowledge in a self-paced learning format. But also the blended learning approach reflected in VLE makes it possible to integrate health IT modules and resources into classroom curricula, sharing common learning resources across academic institutions and health provider organizations. So what are the benefits from participating when you are an educator or a teacher? So I will list a few of the benefits from a large range of benefits, such as access to the recommendations that cover a wide field of interprofessional clinical informatics competencies, access to the VLE as an e-learning platform and as a rich source for learning material, get hands-on experience, how to build curricula, and shape courses in clinical informatics. Learn how to integrate e-learning and blended learning into courses. And finally, meet people and discuss with them recent topics in health informatics education. And when you look at what are the benefits from the perspective of a student, there are also a large range of benefits, such as access to the VLE as an e-learning platform, again, also as a rich source for learning material, but also learn about the new challenges in healthcare and shape your career accordingly, and also meet the expert and discuss hot topics with them. And finally, the last perspective, the perspective when you are an executive or a leader in healthcare, you definitely also benefit in terms of an understanding of the importance of continuing education in health informatics and learn about the core competencies that are needed to meet the challenges of today and tomorrow.
Dr. Huebner has been hard at work on what is called the International Competency Synthesis Project. I asked her how this project aims to benefit providers and patients.
The TIGER International Competency Synthesis Project aims to investigate global informatic requirements in relation to core competencies. This is achieved by employing mixed methods approach for compiling these competencies by country-specific case studies and international surveys. The most recent survey included opinions from 21 countries from North and South America, including 4 countries from Europe, including 10 countries, Asia, represented by 5 countries, and Australia and the Pacific area represented by 2 countries. An average of 2 in-country high-profile experts rated the relevance of 24 informatics core competencies within 5 roles or domains in nursing and patient care. The roles and domains were patient care as such, nursing management, quality management, interprofessional coordination of patient care, and finally, information management in nursing. The first result of the survey was substantial informatic competencies were found to be essential for all of these 5 domains. Second result, there was a good mixture of genuine IT competencies. For example, information and communication systems, IT-related management competencies, for example, strategic management and leadership, and finally, legal and ethical issues. These findings were further illustrated by case studies from Austria, Finland, Germany, Ireland, New Zealand, the Philippines, Portugal, and finally, Switzerland. Actually, this is the first global compilation of clinical and interprofessional informatics core competencies of this scale. It is a good source to rely on when building curricula and courses. It also provides excellent material for cross-country learning and mutual stimulation. Healthcare providers will find it extremely useful for their continuing education activities because it establishes an overall framework for recommendations, which they can use in a modular way. For example, they can take the perspective of the role and choose the core competencies associated with this role. Or vice versa, they can take the perspective of a given competency and look for roles, professions, and interprofessional cooperation that exactly needs these competencies. And finally, to come back to the question about the benefit for the patient, patients benefit from better educated health professionals who use the technology to establish continuity of care, continuity of information, and of course, patient safety. Today, patients expect their doctors and nurses to be able to use up-to-date information technology for the sake of more advanced and safer care.
I then asked Dr. Huebner what she hopes to accomplish during her tenure as chair of the Tiger International Committee, and in turn, how these changes will affect her career.
I hope I will be able to help identifying and describing clinical and interprofessional health informatics competencies from as many perspectives as possible. I know that we are a great team and that we can achieve this together, and we have very competent global cooperation partners such as the International Council of Nurses and Ascendio, the Association for Common European Nursing Diagnosis, Interventions and Outcomes. And we are also cooperating with the HITCOM consortium that helps us specifying the competencies at more detailed levels. I do not know how Tiger will affect my career, but I know it has affected me as a teacher, in particular the results of the synthesis project, where I've been affected as a teacher who needed to brush up her courses in health informatics. The results of the Tiger International Competency Synthesis Project were extremely helpful to redefine the structure and content of my courses and our courses. And it was good to see that we had been on the right track for many years, but it also showed that emerging topics needed to be incorporated. The Tiger International Competency Synthesis Project helped to identify exactly these emerging topics. It also demonstrated that IT and health informatics have to immerse in other topics such as quality management and vice versa. In other words, the E in e-health will vanish step by step. Finally, my Tiger activities contributed to reinforce my belief that the time for interprofessional informatics has come. Informatics and electronic communication will shape new healthcare as a way to provide patient care beyond professional silos in a process-oriented manner.
This concludes our podcast. To listen to this and future podcasts, go to www.hims.org/podcasts and look for the series Health IT in Action. Thank you for listening to this HIMSS Health IT in Action podcast.